من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. أم يقولون افترى بل هو الحق من ربك لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يهتدون. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع أفلا تتذكرون. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون. ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الرحيم. الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. وقالوا أإذا ضللنا في الأرض أإنا لفي خلق جديد بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون. قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. فذوقوا بما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا إنا نسيناكم وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون. إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون. أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون. وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون. ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها إنا من المجرمين منتقمون. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون. إن ربك هو يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. أولم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات أفلا يسمعون. أولم يروا أنا نسوق الماء إلى الأرض الجرز فنخرج به زرعا تأكل منه أنعامهم وأنفسهم أفلا يبصرون ويقولون متى هذا الفتح إن كنتم صادقين قل يوم الفتح لا ينفع الذين كفروا إيمانهم ولا هم ينظرون فأعرض عنهم وانتظر إنهم منتظرون
صدق الله العظيم. Let us complete one sajda to التلاوة إن شاء الله.
We continue the biography of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. I mentioned inshallah we will at random take some Sahaba and discuss some biography about them. Yesterday we discussed Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and today inshallah we will discuss Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Very famous indeed, we have heard of her many times. We just mention a few more extra points to increase our knowledge about her. She was the first person to accept Islam. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam received Nubuwat, the very first person he invited towards Deen was Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was the first person to accept Islam, and of course the first woman also to accept Islam. She was also the very first wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prior to her marrying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was married twice before that. Both husbands passed away. The first husband was Abu Hala. He passed away even before Islam. From Abu Hala, she had two children, or she bore two children. One was Hala and one was Hind, two sons. After that, she had married Atiq, and from him, she had one daughter. She bore one daughter by the name of Hinda, who later on became a Sahabiya also, radiallahu anha. Then when she was 40 years old, she marries Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very brief incident regarding her marriage to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as follows. That she was a very noble woman. Everybody respected Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she was very, very wealthy. She used to send her people to Syria to buy goods, come back to Makkah, sell those goods. So she had employed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was not a Nabi at that time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known as Al-Amin As-Sadiq. He was commonly known as the trustworthy, the honest person, long before Islam. Every person respected him. And on the few business transactions or dealings that he undertook for her, she found that he was very, very honest. So she sent him once to Syria with a lot of goods to purchase or to sell. And on this, in this caravan, she sent also one of her slave to check on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see whether he is cheating, how honest he is in his dealings. When he came back, she found that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought back for her more profit than before. And she asked her servant, he says that he had found Rasulullah to be absolutely honest and very just in his dealings. So she had an inclination towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of his honesty and because of his akhlaq. And she mentions very clearly, إِنِّي رَغِبْتُ فِيكَ لِحُسْنِ خُلُقِكَ وَصِدْقِ حَدِيثِكَ. Because of your honesty, your true words, how you deal. She had some longing, and therefore she proposed for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was much younger than her. She was 40 and he was only 25 years old. Abu Talib and the other uncles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is a very good proposal. They made mashwara and they decided, yes. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was happy. The nikah took place and Abu Talib performed this nikah. All this is before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam became a Nabi. So this is before Islam. Abu Talib performed the nikah, very nice khutbah he gave also. And the mahar, there are two riwayats. One mahar say that the mahar was 20 camels. One riwayat says it was 500 dirhams. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived very happily with Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she had children, two sons and four daughters. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away before Hijrat. It is important to know this. That before Hijrat, that means she didn't get the chance to go to Medina. 3 years before Hijrat, she already passed away. This happened just after the boycott period. We know they were ostracized and they were boycotted. In Shi'b Abi Talib, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Muslims at that time, the Banu Hashim family, the whole Banu Hashim family, they were boycotted by the Kufar, by the Quraysh. It is mentioned in some riwayat that some kafir of the Banu Hashim family also joined Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they belonged to their family. However, the Muslims were completely boycotted, no food was given to them, and all relationships was cut off with them. It's a long story. Nevertheless, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha stood by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and 10 years after Nabi Kareem became a Nabi, still before Hijrat, this is 3 years before Hijrat, but 10 years after Nabi Kareem became a Nabi, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha, at the age of 60 years old, she passed away. The year she passed away, also Abu Talib, the uncle of Nabi Kareem, also passed away. So this was, or that year was known as the year of grief, Amul Huzn. It was a very distressful year for Rasulullah, full of sorrow, grief, because the two people who gave him full support, his uncle Abu Talib, although he did not die as a Muslim, but he gave his full support to Rasulullah. And the beloved wife, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha, she always stood by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially the time when he became a Nabi. So just recall the story of Hira, when the first view, 5 verses came down, and Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down and he pressed onto Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra, recite. He says, Ma ana biqarin, I cannot recite, what should I recite? And again Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pressed on him twice and third time, Iqra. And then he recited, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Nabi Kareem trembled with fear. And he ran, he ran away from the cave. And as he came to Sayyidina Khadija, he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me, cover me. He became very feverish because this was a very strange incident that took place. So he said, I'm going to die. Something is going to happen to me. So the words she tells him, Kalla wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abada. Nay, never. Allah will never disgrace you. Allah will never let you down. Why? Innaka latasilu rahim wa tasduqu al-hadith. وتحمل الكل وتنيب على وتعين على نوائب الحق وتقري الضيف. You are such a hospitable person, generous person. You help others in times of difficulty and disaster. You feed the guests, the poor. You are honest. You carry other people's burden. You are such a good. She mentioned his beautiful akhlaq, his character, and she consoled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is then she took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Waraqa bin Nawfal, her cousin, who was a very intelligent person, and he was a very learned person. He had read the scriptures of the past, and when he heard the whole incident, he said, well, this is the same Namus, this is the same Jibreel, the same angel who came down to Musa and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and to the other prophets with wahi and revelation. This is the same person. And he said that this is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very fond of Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that after she passed away, 3 years later, then he married Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu wa ta'ala. And in his lifetime, although he married other wives, but he would always remember Khadija and always talk about her beautiful character and always praise her. So while he would say the Aisha, sometimes she says that he would go and slaughter an animal, make zabah of the animal, cut into pieces, make some parcels, and send these pieces of meat to the friends of Khadija who were living at that time in Medina. So Sayyidina Aisha once tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as though there's no other woman in your life. All the time, Khadija, Khadija, Khadija. There's no other woman in your life. Nabi Kareem said, Innaha kanat wa kanat. She was such a woman and such a woman. He began to praise her. And she said, Khadija, she even bore my children. So like that, Nabi Kareem would praise her often. So once again, he happened to praise her in front of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. And of course, Nabi Kareem loved all his wife. If we have the opportunity once, inshallah, we will discuss on Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. But on one occasion, when he began to pray Sayyidina Khadija, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a young girl also, human being. And she says, although I did not see Sayyidina Khadija, I did not see her in my life, but I was so envious of her, so jealous of her, that I uttered a statement and I told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that old woman with red lips and no teeth, that old woman, she says, when I said those words, and then she said, Allah has replaced you with better wives. Nabi Kareem became angry. He became upset. And he says, Wallah, ma abdalani Allahu khayra minha. Allah has not replaced me with somebody better than her. And then he mentions, amanat bi wa kazzabani annas. It was Khadija who brought iman in me, believe in whatever I said, at the time when the rest of the people disbelieved in me. And they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, وَوَاسَتْنِي فِي مَالِهَا. And she shared her wealth with me when the other people deprived me of my wealth. And at the time of that incident of Hira, which I explained, she consoled me. She was the only person who came forward so quickly and she comforted me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me children through her also. Sayyidina Aisha says, at that moment, I said in my heart, O Allah, please remove the anger of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Silently in the heart, she made dua because she saw Nabi Kareem was being upset with her. So quickly she made dua, Ya Allah, please cool down my beloved husband. Because if Nabi Kareem had become angry and he had to say any other statement, it would have caused nuqsan to Sayyidina Aisha. So quickly she said, O Allah, I promise you, I will never talk bad about Khadija in my life again. I will never talk anything evil of her. So this was Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. It is mentioned once Jibreel came down and he gave bashara to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about, or that he gave glad tidings actually to Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he said that she will get a beautiful home in Jannat such that it is shaped like a pearl, hollow inside, absolutely beautiful, very spacious, absolutely serene and quiet. La sakhaba fihi wala nasaba, no noise whatsoever, tranquil, serene, calm, and no work whatsoever, she'll be in comfort and aram. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Nabi Kareem, of course the daughter of Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, in one kitab it is mentioned that of course she was a beloved daughter and she worried about her mother and she missed her mother a lot, and she tells her father, she, at a tender age, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما ينفعني عيشي. There's no point in my living until I do not know what is the condition of my mother. So when Jibreel comes, ask him to ask Allah, what is the condition of my mother? What is where she is? So on that, Jibreel salatu salam again gave basharat that she is with Maryam alayhi salatu salam and Sarah alayhi salatu salam in Jannat. So this was Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. There are many, many other more incidents regarding her. The time is limited, inshallah. We'll have a nasheed, inshallah, by
جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفاق جام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، تیرے در پر جو خیر الانعام آ گیا، تیرے در پر جو خیر الانعام آ گیا، اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفہ کا جام آ گیا، اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفہ کا جام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے، آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے، عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا، عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا، دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا، جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا، جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا، ملتا ہے کیا نماز میں سجدے میں جا کے دیکھ، اللہ کے حضور میں سر کو جھکا کے دیکھ، ملتا ہے کیا نماز میں سجدے میں جا کے دیکھ، وہ خوش نصیب ہے جسے منظور ہے نماز، وہ خوش نصیب ہے جسے منظور ہے نماز، مومن کی پاک روح کا ایک نور ہے نماز، شیطان کی بہت سے بہت دور ہے نماز، دل کو خدا کی یاد کا مسکن بنا کے دیکھ، ملتا ہے کیا نماز میں سجدے میں جا کے دیکھ، ملتا ہے کیا نماز میں سجدے میں جا کے دیکھ، برکت ہزار ساتھ ہے لاتی ہے یہ نماز، برکت ہزار ساتھ ہے لاتی ہے یہ نماز، جلوہ خدا کا ساتھ دکھاتی ہے یہ نماز، بندے کو اپنے رب سے ملاتی ہے یہ نماز، ملنا ہے گر خدا سے مصلی بچھا کے دیکھ، ملتا ہے کیا نماز میں سجدے میں جا کے دیکھ، ملتا ہے کیا نماز میں سجدے میں جا کے دیکھ، اللہ کے حضور میں سر کو جھکا کے دیکھ، منکر نکیر قبر میں پوچھیں گے جب حساب، منکر نکیر قبر میں پوچھیں گے جب حساب، دے گی نماز خود ہی نمازی کا سب جواب، مٹ جائے گا نماز سے سب قبر کا عذاب، اس رب العالمین سے تو لو لگا کے دیکھ، ملتا ہے کیا نماز میں سجدے میں جا کے دیکھ. اس رب ذوالجلال کی مرضی نماز ہے, اس رب ذوالجلال کی مرضی نماز ہے. بخشش کی اور نجات کی سیڑھی نماز ہے, دروازے بہشت کی کنجی نماز ہے. سب کچھ ملے گا خود کو نمازی بنا کے دیکھ. ملتا ہے کیا نماز میں سجدے میں جا کے دیکھ. اللہ کے حضور میں سر کو جھکا کے دیکھ. وہ رب العالمین ہے مختار ہے وہی, وہ رب العالمین ہے مختار ہے وہی. رحمان ہے رحیم ہے غفار ہے وہی. بے شک تیری نماز کا حقدار ہے وہی. ناراض ہو نہ جائے وہ بندے خدا کے دیکھ. ملتا ہے کیا نماز میں سجدے میں جا کے دیکھ. اللہ کے حضور میں سر کو جھکا کے دیکھ. ملتا ہے کیا نماز میں سجدے میں جا کے دیکھ. میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب. تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا, تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا. تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا, تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی. تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم معاف کرنا. تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم معاف کرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر, کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
As I mentioned last night, when you say La ilaha illallah, remove from our heart all the filth, the vice, the sins, kibar, hasad, kina, bughz, adawat, pride, jealousy, malice, the spiritual maladies that we have that have corroded our heart, that have made our heart so heavy, and remove it, you say La to all those things, the love of the world and all the gunas. And we say Illallah, feel the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filling our hearts. That ishq that we heard of just now in the naat, in the nazam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this true ishq. And as we say La ilaha illallah, as though our ruh is reaching the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and coming back with some nur. And as we're making La ilaha illallah, feel that everything in the world, everything is completely, there's nothing. We are the only person sitting there, sitting on the mountain top and praising you, Allah. La ilaha illallah. The most sweetest way.
La ilaha illallah. 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 La
ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 illallah. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله.
Imagine it is Maidan-e-Hashar, Qiyamah Day is taking place. People are running to and fro. Every person is worried about himself. Hisab Kitab is going to take place. At that time, how a person would plead for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy? person will run, beg for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that one glance of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will be drowning in their own perspiration. People will be in pareshan condition. A person will run away from his own wife, from his own children, from his own mother, from his own father, from his own kith and kin, and he'll be worried about himself. People will run to various anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Imagine that time when one side we got our gunas, and how are we going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will we plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا باسط اليدين بالرحمة يا من أظهر الجميل وستر القبيح يا من لا يؤاخذ بالجريرة ولا يهتك الستر يا حسن التجاوز يا واسع المغفرة يا باسط اليدين بالرحمة يا كريم الصفح يا عظيم المن يا مبتدئ النعم قبل استحقاقها يا ربنا ويا سيدنا يا غاية رغبتنا يا مولانا يا
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Mughni, Ya Samad. Ya Allah, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, لغز جو درگزر فرما. یا اللہ, ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم سیاہکار ہیں. یا اللہ, اللہم انا نستغفرک و نتوب الیک, فاغفر لنا و تب علینا, فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما اخرنا وما اسررنا وما اعلنا, انت المقدم انت المؤخر, لا اله الا انت, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, Ya Allah. Major sins, minor sins. Sins we committed openly, those we did in privacy, Ya Allah. In broad daylight or in the darkness of the night, Ya Allah. We thought nobody was watching us, Ya Allah. We committed those gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you were Sattar, you hid those gunas. You concealed those gunas. You did not reveal those gunas. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Tera karam hai, Tera fazal hai. Ya Allah, you are so kind, you are so loving, you are so beautiful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Kareem, you are so generous, you give so much and so much, Ya Allah. Your treasures never become exhausted. You give us, although we do not deserve those ni'mat that you have given us. You give us food, you have given us clothing, you have given us air to breathe in, you have given us water to drink. So many ni'mat, Ya Allah. You have provided homes for us. You have given us rozi, Ya Allah. You have given us wives and children and parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so much and plentiful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite you giving us so much, Ya Allah, we have become disloyal to you. We have shown ingratitude towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ, that we, Allah, your bandas haven't really appreciated you. Ya Allah, you have said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ, that insan is ungrateful to his Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We make shukr to you, Ya Allah, for every ni'mat you have given us. The biggest of the ni'mat, Ya Allah, to the minutest of the ni'mat, Ya Allah. Those ni'mat that we are aware of, even those we are not aware of, which you have bestowed upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make shukr to you today, Ya Allah, for all those ni'mat you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran Majeed, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ, that if you make shukr, you will become pleased with us. You have mentioned, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you make shukr, you will increase us in those ni'mat. Ya Allah, increase us in all the ni'mat you have given us. Ya Wahhab, هَبْ لَنَا مِن نِعْمَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, Ya Allah, bestow of all ni'mat, give us best of this world and akhirah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we are making inabah to you. We are making rujoo to you. Ya Allah, we are amongst those bandas of yours who have transgressed themselves, who have made zulam upon themselves. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Eh, Malik Kareem, we have wronged ourselves. If you are not going to forgive us, if you are not going to show mercy upon us, then we will be amongst the losers, Ya Allah. We will be in complete loss, Ya Allah, in this world and in the hereafter, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, then you will throw us with Shaitan in Jahannam. Shaitan will become happy if you do not forgive us. Ya Allah, when you threw Shaitan from Jannat, Ya Allah, he requested you for a chance. Eh, Malik Kareem, you gave him that respite. And Shaitan took a qasam, Ya Allah, in your izzat. And Shaitan said, wa izzatik. He took a qasam in your grandeur, in your might and your power. And Shaitan said, as long as insan has got ruh, he will mislead insan. He will mislead mankind. He will stand, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, he will stand in that straight path of Shaitan, and he will mislead he will stand in the straight path of insan, and he will mislead insan. He will go come from all sides, from before him, from behind him, in front of him, from his sides, and he will try and mislead mankind. Eh, Malik Kareem, but you replied to Shaitan. You said, wa izzati wa jalali, by my izzat, by my might and power and my grandeur. Eh, Malik Kareem, tu ne qasam khaya. Eh, Allah, you took qasam. And you told to Shaitan that as long as insan has got ruh, you will never shut the doors of tawbah upon him. Eh, Malik Kareem,
اس مبارک راتوں میں یا اللہ، یا اللہ سر جھکا کر یا اللہ، یا اللہ ہاتھ پھیلا کر یا اللہ تیرے دروازے پر کٹکھٹا رہے ہیں یا اللہ، یا اللہ دونوں چیزیں سمجھو دو تو بتن نسوہا. اے الہ، الہ العالمین، یا اللہ ہم معافی چاہتے ہیں، یا اللہ معاف فرما، یا اللہ معاف فرما، یا اللہ forgive us all of us, یا اللہ all those brothers یا اللہ they who are present here tonight, یا اللہ on this مبارک night, یا اللہ tonight being a Saturday night, یا اللہ we could have been just relaxing at home, یا اللہ and so many others may be just wasting their time, یا اللہ these brothers have made قربانی, یا اللہ they are elderly people, یا اللہ سفیداری ہے ان کی, یا اللہ چھوٹے چھوٹے معصوم بچے, یا اللہ حفاظ کرام ہے, علماء کرام ہے, یا اللہ there are so many people, یا اللہ they are businessmen, یا اللہ they are doctors, lawyers, all types of people, یا اللہ یا اللہ they have come with one مقصد, یا اللہ اے اللہ one مقصد ایک غرض لے کر آئے, یا اللہ الہ بخش دو, یا اللہ معافی چاہتے ہیں, یا اللہ یا اللہ we are going to ask you again and again, یا اللہ we require you to forgive us, یا اللہ تو نے فرمایا یا اللہ تیرا قول سچ ہے, یا اللہ قل یا عبادی الذین اسرفوا علی انفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمت اللہ قل یا عبادی الذین اسرفوا علی انفسهم قل یا عبادی الذین اسرفوا علی انفسهم یا اللہ تو نے رب اتنے پیارے الفاظ فرمایا اے میرے پیارے بندے یا اللہ یو ہیو سیڈ قل یا عبادی مائی سرونٹس ہو رونگ دیم سیلف لا تقنطوا من رحمت اللہ ڈو ناٹ لوز ہوپ ڈو ناٹ ڈسپیئر آف دا مرسی آف اللہ ان اللہ یغفر الذنوب جمیعا یا اللہ تو نے فرمایا تو تمام گناہوں کو معاف کرنے والا ہے انہ هو الغفور الرحیم you are most forgiving most merciful Ya Allah, show us if there's any other Allah we can turn to. Ya Allah, I'm qasam kaate, Ya Allah. Yours is the only door we can come to. Hum nadi mein sharminda hai. Ya Allah, guna kar kar ke hum thak gaye, Ya Allah. Guna mein mulawas hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, maaf farma. Cleanse us, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts. Dil ko mujalla, musaffa, muzakka, bara. Ya Allah, make our hearts pure and clean, Ya Allah. Remove the filth that we have in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the filth that we have in our hearts, Ya Allah. The maladies and the diseases we have, Ya Allah. We have rusted our hearts, Ya Allah. We have corroded our hearts, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become, Ya Allah, heavy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we recite the Quran Majeed. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا Ya Allah, you have said, do they not ponder over your Quran Majeed? Oh, their hearts have become locked. Our hearts have become locked. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts. Lighten our hearts, Ya Allah. Fill your noor into our hearts, Ya Allah. Tera ishq aur muhabbat, Ya Allah, ata farma. Ya Allah, sachche pakke muhabbat ata farma. Make us from your aashiqeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making mistakes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are failing miserably, Ya Allah. On our report, we can only see red rings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have failed, Ya Allah. Do not fail us, Ya Allah. Overlook our faults, Ya Allah. Hum to kamzor, Ya Allah. Hum to aajiz, Ya Allah. Hum to bohat kamzor, Ya ayyuhan nas. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu wal ghaniyul hamid. Tune farmaya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you made mukhatab to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you made khitab to us, Ya Allah. We are your mukhatab, Ya Allah. You have said, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara. Ya Allah, you address us and you said, we are beggars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are true in your words, Ya Allah. You are ghani, you are hamid. You are behaniyas. You are self-sufficient. You are independent. You are not muhtaj. Hum muhtaj hai. Hum faqir hai. Faqiruka bi babik. عبیدك بفنائك سائلك بفنائك ہم بیکاری ہیں یا اللہ ہم یا اللہ we are begging یا اللہ we are knocking and tapping at your door یا اللہ at this point of time یا اللہ دنیا کی یا اللہ in different places یا اللہ different مساجد یا اللہ حرمین شریفین میں یا اللہ، ان مسجد الاقصا یا اللہ، throughout the globe یا اللہ، different parts of the یا اللہ of the world. Some are experiencing night یا اللہ، some are experiencing day یا اللہ. یا اللہ every minute your azan is called out یا اللہ. یا اللہ people have raised their hands یا اللہ and they are crying یا اللہ. Somebody at Multazam, ya Allah. Some person is holding the khilaf of your Kaaba, ya Allah. Some under Mizab Rahmat, ya Allah. Koi Hatim ki andar, ya Allah. Somebody by Hajar-e-Aswad, ya Allah. Somebody by Rukn-e-Yamani, ya Allah. Qiyam-ul-Layl is taking place, ya Allah. Somebody by Roz-e-Mubarak, ya Allah. People are facing, ya Allah, towards you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, with one call, one supplication, ya Allah, forgive us. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا او اخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا يا الله. You have mentioned so beautifully. You have said you are our Mawla. You are our protector. You are our guardian. You are our friend. You are our wali. يا الله فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين وجعلنا من المهديين وجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا الله grant us عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزة أمن جين سكون راحة protection يا الله. يا الله give us your معرفة يقين يا الله. give us علم نافع يا الله. رزق حلالا طيبا حلال روزي عطا فرما. give us بركة in our lives يا الله. in our روزي يا الله. in our properties يا الله. in our wives and children and family members يا الله. give us بركة in our علم يا الله. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our work easy for us, Ya Allah. Make us true khuddam of your deen. Ikhlas ata farma. Ya Allah, we do not have ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have got no ikhlas, Ya Allah. We have got nifaq in our hearts, Ya Allah. Remove the nifaq we have in our hearts. Protect us from riya and sum'a, Ya Allah. Protect us from takabbur, kina, bughz, adawat, hasad, Ya Allah. Ya Maliki Kareem, protect us from all su, from all evil. Protect us from all bala, afat, musibat, from zillat, hawan, churur, fitan, mihan, takalif, pareshani. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-mutarrin, rahman al-dunya wal-akhira. Wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, all the brothers who have assembled here tonight, Ya Allah. Whatever jaiz murad, whatever jaiz desire they have, Ya Allah, grant them the desire. Our mothers and sisters at home, Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick, they are ailing, Ya Allah. They have got different type of bimaris, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they cannot make themselves present here, Ya Allah. Grant them their desires also, Ya Allah. Every person who is pareshan, Ya Allah, especially those who have come here, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, with hope that you will remove their pareshan, Ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home also, remove the pareshani completely. Whether it be a money problem, Ya Allah, a financial problem, whether it is a social problem, a domestic problem, whatever that musibat is hovering above his head, Ya Allah, that is melting him, Ya Allah, and he is pareshan, Ya Allah. That smile is gone from his face. That morsel of food is no more enjoined. He is pareshan because of him, his children and family are pareshan. Ya Allah, when all the other kings of the world are sound asleep now, Ya Allah, you are that Malik, Malik al-Mulk, Dhul Arsh al-Majid, Fa'alu lima yureed, Ghafiri dhamb, Qabili taub, Shadidul iqab, Dhittawul, La ilaha illahu, Ilayhi al-Masir, Ya Allah,
remove all the parishani of the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, this ummat at this point of time, Ya Allah, since a few years, Ya Allah, you know what the ummat, what turmoil the ummat is facing, Ya Allah. It has become so difficult, Ya Allah, for us to travel, Ya Allah. People are looking at us, Ya Allah, in a despicable manner, Ya Allah, with hatred and enmity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you change the conditions, Ya Allah, for better, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that hatred the enemies have for us, Ya Allah. Turn it into love and muhabbat for us, Ya Allah. Soften the heart, Ya Allah. Make us display the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make us be a means of invitation of them coming to the fall of Islam. Show them the true picture of Islam. That Islam is not a religion of terrorism. Islam is a peace-loving religion. Islam, it means peace. Islam wants peace to prevail. The Muslims are good people. They have good akhlaq. They are kind. They are generous. They do not cheat. They do not deceive people. They do not lie. Ya Allah, give us good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Do not make us cheat and deceive people, Ya Allah. Make us naik and salih, Ya Allah. Make us become pious. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa-t-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is going by. Ya Allah, few nights remain, Ya Allah. It came so fast, Ya Allah. It is going away so fast, Ya Allah. Signs of Qiyamah all in front of us, Ya Allah. When Dajjal will appear, Ya Allah, you alone know best. When Qiyamah is going to take place, you alone know best. Ya Allah, when our mort will come, Ya Allah, only you alone know best. Ya Allah, every soul is going to taste death, Ya Allah. Mort is knocking at the doorstep, Ya Allah. We have not made much preparations. We have not made any preparations, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for mort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for mort, Ya Allah. Make that realization dawn upon us now. Give us that shu'ur, Ya Allah. Make us get that hum and fikr for akhirat now. How long are we going to just have love for the dunya? How long are we going to chase and hanker for the dunya? Ya Allah, we are just running around and round like animals, Ya Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, give us sufficient wealth, Ya Allah. Halal rozi, Ya Allah. That will keep our heads above the water. And don't make us muhtaj on any person. Whoever is in any debts, Ya Allah. Help him to fulfill his debts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, his creditors have raham. Put the raham in their hearts for him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, remove the sickness. Especially those who have got the disease of cancer, Ya Allah. Or any deadly disease, Ya Allah. Remove the disease. Nothing is impossible, Ya Allah. You are Shafi, Ya Allah. Shifa is in your hands. You are the one who gives disease, and you are the one who is the cure of disease, Ya Allah. Doctors may fail, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, you never fail, Ya Allah. Out of your hikmat and mercy, you know why you give us those diseases, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but Ya Allah, we are unable to take those diseases and sicknesses, Ya Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah, you remove those sicknesses, Ya Allah. There are so many people parishan, crying in hospitals, Ya Allah. People are in coma, Ya Allah. People have met with accidents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, people are retarded, Ya Allah. People are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are suffering spiritually also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the spiritual maladies of our heart. Ya Allah, now you make the turning point in our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your marifat. Give us your sachi pakki muhabbat, Ya Allah. Make us your true lovers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your genuine lovers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love us, Ya Allah. Make us love you, Ya Allah. Tu hamara banja, hame tera banalo. When we are leaving this world, make us leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, the remaining days of Ramadan, make us spend it correctly, Ya Allah. Help us to value every second, Ya Allah, and you accept it, Ya Allah. When we rise from this gathering, make it such that you have changed all our sayyiat into hasanat. Make us rise in such a gathering that you become so pleased with us, Ya Allah, that you announce to your angels, oh my farishta, oh my angels, look at my servants in this world. They have remembered me. They have made my dhikr. They have recited the Quran. They have recited my kalam. They have made my azkar, my tasbih. They have glorified me. Ya Allah, and you must boast to the angels about us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nek salih bana, Ya Allah. Help our children, Ya Allah. Those children who are writing examinations, especially the matriculants, Ya Allah. Make the exams easy for them. Make them become assets for society, Ya Allah. Make them good doctors and, Ya Allah, teachers and whatever profession, Ya Allah. But make them true Musliman first, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the students, Ya Allah, who are performing Taraweeh, Ya Allah, accept and all the Hufaz-e-Kiram throughout the world, Ya Allah, the Ulama-e-Kiram, accept all our Taraweeh Salat, our Quran Tilawat, Ya Allah, all our Ibadat, Ya Allah. Help us to strive in your path, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas-sami'ul 'alim.
وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.